It's a brand new music by Otea. Oh man, she's on a roll. She's on a roll. This song features Yo Mapsa from Zambia. This song is called Shorty, and we love new music on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It's 7:34.
Fresh breakfast with NSK and Shaquan on Fresh 102.9.
Tune into Fresh Mid Mornings between 12 and 1 p.m. today and celebrate World Smoothie Day powered by Nam Milk. It's what's inside.
Energize with Fresh Breakfast. Wake up on Fresh with NSK and Shaquan.
Say it like you mean it.
It's 7:34 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio, the NSK and Shaquan on your radio. Now, we were all shocked, Shaquan, at the story that went literally viral earlier this week. A story that is still subject to much debate on WhatsApp groups. We're talking about the story of a Rehoboth resident who was left shocked after discovering her missing family dog was allegedly stolen and slaughtered by three strangers for Kapana Dude. Now, listen. Say whatever you want to say, but we actually love our dogs. We do, okay? So maybe we need to look at our safety or the safety of our pets. So our question to you was very simple. What safety measures have you put in place to protect your pet? Is this something that you know about? What knowledge do you have even with the situation in Rehoboth?
Good morning. Good morning, Fresh FM. Hope you slept well. Yes, I'm from Rehoboth, and I just wanted to say this is a thing that's ongoing in Rehoboth. People slaughter the dogs for Kapana. Ish, it's not nice. Even my uncle had a Labrador, was very, very fit. He was missing for 2 weeks. And then later we found out they slaughtered the dog. My uncle was heartbroken because the dog was with him for many years, almost 8 or 9 years, I think. Sure, it's disgusting.
So that's a voice note from Jürgen, who I believe is also out in Rehoboth. We also have another voice note that came in with a bit of a different perspective. Have a listen to this real quick.
Yo, Fresh, what it do? It's a brand new day, not dealer. Based on this bad situation in Rehoboth, actually, I don't know why we just have to address it as in Rehoboth per se. Because this is incidents have been happening, well, in a lot of regions, you know. They've been eating dogs and stuff for years now. We even used to make jokes about it, like, that Kapana that you're eating is dog meat and stuff like that. So it's not a new thing. So basically, I just think, keep your pets in your yard. Because it's the same thing as when you are reckless with your pet and your pet keeps getting out. That's how people also get bitten, passerbys and stuff like that. And then when that happens, you want to defend your pet. No, the person probably, what do you call it? But then that's not the case. Your gate was open or you're reckless with your dog. That's why your dog came out. So in order for those people to get access to your dog, it means your dog was outside your yard. It means you were negligent to your dog. So make sure your yard when you have a pet is secure, very secured inside, and not be roaming around the streets like pavements. Keep your dogs in the yard.
Thank you so much, Osvaldo. Now, I mean, to add her conversation, her voice, sorry, Shaquan, to the conversation that we're having right now.
Yeah.
We've got Osi Charney Wasserfall, the founder of Kapu. Kapu is an organization that advocates for animal welfare. Yeah. Osi Charney.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We are concerned, Charney. That's what we are. We are concerned.
We are also very concerned. I mean, we had two cases in Rehoboth, especially, that was brought to our attention, and these dogs were stolen out of the yard. They were not dogs that were roaming around. And these dogs are dragged by ropes across the across Rehoboth to be taken to these Kapana places. We know about five places where they sell the dogs for Kapana. Dalton was sold for $70.
What?
His family... Yes, when the family, when they found someone that helped them and took them to the shop, because they went to the five different shops, they was already busy eating him. His decapitated head was lying on the side and the people were laughing at them.
Oh, no.
And we, And we have a struggle. We had a struggle with the police because they don't want to open cases. They laugh in the people's faces. And they tell them it's just a dog. People are hungry.
Mm.
But now, the one battle that we're going to, the one issue that we're going to raise, these people who steal the dogs, and it's not just dogs. I understand that they also slaughter cats and kittens, donkeys, horses.
Sure.
Know that when you slaughter these animals, most of these animals are not vaccinated.
Mm.
And there's a very big risk that when these people eat these animals, they can get rabies.
Mm.
And you die within 8 days of eating a dog that has rabies.
Of contracting it, yes. So, Sharnay, you have been very vocal via, that is Kapu, obviously, on social media and also other different platforms. But maybe to anyone who's hearing Kapu, the term Kapu or the word Kapu itself, for the first time, can you maybe just unpack for us what exactly is it that Kapu stands for, and what is it that you do?
The Kapu stands for Civilian Animal Protection Unit. We are a voluntary association. We help people, if they cannot afford vet accounts, we help them with that.
Mm.
We send people food, we rescue animals, we rehome animals, we do spay days. So basically, we just assist with the needs of animals.
Mm.
Let's quickly go back to the what you mentioned earlier, Ashana. You said that there's a struggle to get the police to register these cases where once you know a complainant comes to the police station. Walk us through this. I need you to contextualize this for us. Why is it a struggle for a complainant to come and say, listen, my dog was stolen and I need to open a case. We suspect that so-and-so place is using it for other matters.
The police see the dog as just an animal. Why are you making a fuss about an animal? And I don't think it's lack of interest, because like I said, they say it's just a dog and people are hungry. But it's their work to do that, because you can register an animal abuse case. You can register a theft of animal case, and it has to be opened, and it has to be, they have to push through with this. This is why we're sitting with these problems, because the police aren't helping. And if you go to a police station and you want to open a case and they're refusing to help you, you just should get that guy's, take a photo of his face, take his name, his rank, and his force number, and then you can put in a complaint.
Because
we had to fight to get this case registered.
Are you privy to the laws? Because right now we are a little thin on the laws. Are you privy to the laws? What is Namibia's stance in terms of animal welfare? Are there actual laws that protect animals?
That protect them, yeah.
There is an Animal Act, but it is dated 1962.
Mm.
So it's very old, and we have been fighting for 5 years to get the new Animal Act implemented. But the government's also not backing us with this. So we know that it has been to different sectors of the government, but they're not doing anything to implement the new act, which would be able to, it would enable us to help the animals more.
Yeah, it's a bit of a process. You will need a parliamentarian to table it, you know, and then they will need to debate it, and then the process continues.
I mean, for 5 years, that's ridiculous.
But as things stand right now, that act that you're speaking about, the 1962, is not really enforced, and it's and it doesn't make sense for today's climax.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
So, Sharnay, what I just wanted to ask from you as well is just how difficult has you know, just not even having the police on your side to help you made your work difficult, and also maybe to anyone who's listening right now, and they also have pets themselves, and this is a story that touched them. I mean, we've heard of animal brutality, even with the kudu that we heard of the other day that was at the University of Namibia, and it was shot and so forth. And we also saw on your page on Kapu on Facebook that you were obviously talking about this, like, you know, you could have handled the situation a little bit better. So to anyone who's actually invested and would also want to work with you, or maybe many law enforcement officers who are listening right now, how is it that they can reach you and actually be a part of the movement?
We are, the KPU page is based on Facebook, It is membership based. Our membership fee is $50 a month, which enables us to help the other animals.
Okay.
They can contact us on Facebook or they can phone us. My number is 081-268-6812.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can phone Esther. Her number is 081-272-8639.
All right. Osi Sharnay, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. We wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting us.
Yeah, not a problem. And-